inside my head. I never thought that I'd be someone who could be misled. I wanted the mirror to show me something I could not see. I needed explanations for expectations I could never reach. I know I'm not the only one.
All right, folks, we're setting things up here in studio for live on the Drew Marshall Show. Bear with us. Normally we do this at the start of the show, but our next performer has a gig here in the Oakville area that you're going to want to hear about and attend tonight. It's International Jazz Day. We had Herbie Hancock lined up, but you're going to be impressed with who we've got next. Stay with us.
You don't like yourself too much. When I hear you talk, it sounds like you just feel like giving up. I know it's hard to see through what this world will tell you, 'cause misconceptions or false reflections will never be the truth. Just know you're not the only one who's ever cried for help. Jesus loves you in ways that you cannot love yourself.
Alright, folks, have a listen to this track. You've already sensed the smoothness of what's about to happen. You know, one thing we need to establish, Michelle, you know, I should have asked you this 1,000 years ago. How do you pronounce your last name? It is Melee. Like, yeah. We were saying it right before, but Michelle Melee's albums of original material range from jazz to Latin, pop, rock. She also has written for and conducted a symphony orchestra as well as large choral ensemble. Her widely acclaimed one-woman show, Naked on the Rocks, displays her talents as a singer, songwriter, and pianist, and speaks a powerful musical and personal message. Her voice has been compared to Annie DeFranco by the 20-year-old set and to Peggy Lee by older jazzers, but she is, however, a true original with a vibrancy of her own. To celebrate International Jazz Day today, we have Michelle Melee here in studio, and she will be performing in Oakville tonight, 7:30. Celebrate Spring Jazz. Celebrate Spring Jazz at Miriam Music Studio. Have a listen.
Without words, so quietly. so quietly.
Well, a lot of chaos here in the studio. It's so much fun, live radio. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show. We're streaming live at drewmarshall.ca. And, of course, we're live right here in Southern Ontario on Joy 1250. Listeners from over 150 countries and my dad. Yeah, he listens as well. This week's recording artist for live on The Drew Marshall Show is Michelle Melee. Is there an accent? Should we be accenting that thing?
Or? You're perfect.
I am. How did you know me so well already?
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
So you drove all the way down from the country for this?
Yeah, from the Berg, Schaumburg.
What is special about Schaumburg? Is there something unique about that place other than the orange farmer feed mill?
Well, we're kind of in the country.
Right.
Away from the little town. The town is very cute and quaint, and we have just lots of rolling hills all around. So
nice.
It's lovely.
Nice.
And it was a dirt road, and everyone wanted it paved, but I wanted to keep it dirt. But now it's kind of paved.
Obviously, you don't wash the vehicles.
Well, why bother? It rains.
You know, what's important to me is that we start off this conversation talking about trapeze.
Oh, okay.
Flying trapeze. As opposed to what other kind of trapeze?
Well, they're static, right?
What, just hanging on a bar?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I do every Saturday night.
No, that's hanging out.
Oh, sorry. What is a flying... Okay, first of all, the flying Luendas, were they the kind of... Is that how you say
Yeah,
it?
We're the flying Toros. No, but not
Your
really.
Family actually does this.
Well, my daughter is a professional, yeah.
But you're not?
No, it's just fun.
Can I just go right into your laugh now? Can we talk about your laugh?
You can talk about whatever you like.
Who do people say you laugh like?
Oh, people say I'm like Fran Drescher.
Yes! Yep. But I didn't want to say that because that, I don't know.
No, we were away once on holidays and it was a yoga class and some woman came up to me and just went, "You're her, aren't you?" I said, "No." And she said, "I know you are. You just don't want anyone to
That's
know."
Funny. That's funny. I get that a lot too, but people say I'm Will Smith.
Oh, well.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. Thank you for that pathetic laugh in the background, Tim.
Sorry, I was trying to be like Fran Drescher.
So, you know, laughs are important. So you,
yes.
And you, your signature, one of your signatures is your lightness, your laugh, your humor. I mean, there's a great shot of you with your, you know, your mouth opening, you're laughing, and very expressive, right? And do you think that all of this ties in with cooking as well? Because you're quite a thing in the kitchen.
Yeah, sure it does.
It just sounded really sexist, but
oh no, that's okay.
Okay,
I'm oblivious to insults. So
you're on the right show.
Bring it on. No, half the time I don't get them, and the other half I don't really care.
Right. Anyway, yeah. It's a good way to live life.
Right?
I don't get it. I don't care.
Yeah.
That's your epitaph. Put that on your tombstone.
No, it's actually I love everybody and everything.
Oh. So that'll work.
Right. And that's why I love cooking and eating and food and music.
We posted a video, the first video of your cooking series on our,
yay.
Site. And I was actually thoroughly impressed with a whole lot of things about you. So much, I'm going to suck up here at the start. I'm really embarrassed to admit that it's taken me this long to find you.
Oh.
Where have you been all my life?
Hey, I know. Well, here's the thing. I kind of started late, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I come from a family of musicians, but we all like family and home and everything. And so my dad took speaking of racist.
What?
I don't know. Or not racist, chauvinist.
Oh, okay. I can admit to that, yes.
Yeah, right. Speaking of, it's not really chauvinist, but a very traditional family, right? So my dad would take my brothers out on gigs, but not
me. You.
Aww. Because I played the piano.
Aww.
And I played classical piano, so.
What's your first musical memory?
Oh, well, I have a best one. Can I share
could
one
be,
of my
Could you
best?
Be a little more expressionative, please?
Oh, sorry.
It's just, it's so cold and dead in here.
No, I have...
You're a walking light.
Oh, thanks, I think. So, I have a I have lots of favorites, right?
Yes.
Working with Byrne is a real favorite.
I've heard.
And remember when we met, that was such a huge... Oh, so one of my great things was when somebody said, you know, Bernie Senensky was asking about you, and I couldn't believe it. That was really huge. You know who that was?
Oh, yeah, I heard, I think I heard one of your recordings.
Yeah. Right. And yeah. And that, so that was really, that was like a huge thing.
Yeah.
And then, but before that, when I was in university, our final, like, Victor Felbrill was retiring.
Right.
You know, the conductor.
No.
Oh, sorry. Well, he was the conductor of the TSO for many years.
Okay.
Back in the
I was forced to listen to him one time.
Yay.
No, I don't mean that in a direct. That didn't
no,
sound
he's
right.
No, so wonderful.
Right. No, but I have. There was a friend of our family that took pity on me and took me out to symphonies and ballets and all sorts of things, and yeah, and I loved it.
Right. So well, he's a darling, wonderful person, and
okay.
So for his send-off, last finale concert in our graduation recital, we had the concert choir, which was all the singers. Woo! And then
I'm sorry, what did singers sound like again?
No, well, they were like all the opera people.
Right.
And then they had the university singers, which was all the piano players, because we had to be in an ensemble.
Right.
Like there was no jazz back then at the faculty. It was just. Yeah, this is a long time ago. And so they had us. So they had two huge choirs. Then they had the orchestra. And then they had all the other smaller ensembles. And we did Mahler's Second Symphony, like the Resurrection Symphony with the...
Chills.
Oh, it was. It was like one of those...
Have you ever been in sales?
No.
No.
I would buy anything that you sell.
Oh, yeah?
Where does this... Listen to that voice. I love this person. Where does this come from? Is your family nuts?
No. Only her.
Only her. No, this is great. No, but did you grow up with mom and dad and personality?
Yeah.
Like the Von Trapp family or what?
Yeah, kind of. Like... every Sunday, you know, my dad's a musician. My mom was a singer.
Yeah.
Played the accordion. She's amazing.
Played the accordion
player. My mom, yeah. She's unbelievable.
Like Zydeco?
You should see her now, too. She's 81, and she's a tennis champion. She's
No. If she's eight, does she
and
still
she's
play accordion?
Like
does she still play accordion?
Yeah.
So if you can get an 81-year-old playing accordion into this studio.
Done.
Dude, that would make my year.
Yeah?
I just called you dude. Sorry.
That's okay. I'll do it.
I'm so enthralled by this.
Yay.
Can we speak highly of the person to your left, please?
Oh, that's so easy. Are you kidding? He is a brilliant genius.
Tell me about this man.
Oh, he'll tell you everything.
No, you're supposed to sell him.
Oh, okay. He's played with everyone, and we used to listen
to... Who's he? No one knows. The radio listeners don't know.
Oh, the giant Bernie Senensky, like jazz giant, played with Boss Brass, played with everybody in the States, played with...
Who else? Who else, Bernie?
Mo Kaufman.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
How can you not know Bernie? Like, we used to, when we were older, we'd listen to Bernie.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's why it was such a big deal.
Yeah.
When, what's his name at Thing?
Bernie.
No.
Well done.
At Silver Birch. Silver Birch.
Can I say something about hitting?
Yeah, you know him.
As soon as you hit 50, pronouns
I know,
is like passing kidney stones. It's the same kind of pain.
Charades.
Yeah. Bernie, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Winnipeg.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I know. Me too. No.
When did you leave?
I left in the long time ago, 60s.
Right.
Mid-60s. I was 19. I moved to Edmonton. The people I grew up with in Winnipeg were Lenny Bro,
yeah,
guitar player Lenny Bro, Dave Young, bass player,
yeah,
all giants too, yeah,
yeah. So
now, did you hang out with Burton Cummings?
A little bit, yeah. I knew him.
Who's the
he knows everyone.
Who's if you were really wanting to impress somebody, you know, a woman, say, and you wanted to drop the name, just drop a great name that you kind of hung out with, you chilled with, you know, so you worked with. Who would it be?
I would say Bill Evans.
Yeah, right.
No.
Yeah, Bill Evans. He's like the piano player aside from present company excluded.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, tonight is Roe Burm playing. But my kids all say, "Mom, you got to change the name." Anyway, it's Robbie Botosh, Bernie Sininski, and Michelle Milley.
Wow. I'm glad I wrote all that down.
Yeah.
And so what's happening tonight? Let's get everyone a little... tell us. Set it up.
Oh.
What's happening tonight?
Okay. So I used to work a lot with Bern, right? And then I worked with Robbie. Mm-hmm. And they're like the best piano players, I would say, well, that I know. And in Canada for sure, North America, arguably, no problem. So I'm very lucky. And then I had my trio, which was with my brothers and Bernie or Robbie or whoever, and then, you know, a lot of other fantastic musicians. And then, so I started working with another producer who produced my last two albums, Greg Kavanaugh, who you know. If you're listening, Greg, there.
We love you, Greg.
Too, even though I didn't mention you at the gig at the bistro and got in trouble for it. IKR, I know, but whatever. So anyway, so yes, he is wonderful and magnificent. Mm-hmm. So then, except he yells at me all the time. And then he said, "Why aren't you playing yourself? You should be playing your own." And I'm like, "I'm not good."
No, yeah, yeah.
So I kind of, and then.
Don't ever make that sound again. Whatever just happened there, just don't do that again.
Okay, so I won't. So I started playing myself and accompanying myself, right?
Yes.
But it's, you know, I'm more a classical player. I love jazz. I know jazz. I feel jazz. I get jazz and whatever. But why would I play, right?
Like, right?
Why? So another story was I had this concert series out of my house. And so to start the second season, I said, oh, let's get Robbie and Bernie to come and play. And it's because I miss them.
Yeah.
And I love hearing them. And so I did. And then I sang a song with them, you know, like Laura Petrie, la, 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 Turnation. And so I did that. And we had so much fun.
What is happening?
Right?
What is happening right now?
We just had fun.
Yes.
And so I said, oh, let's do a thing. Let's put on a show. So, yeah. So now we have Roburn.
How do you spell shy? It's only three letters, but you can't do it, can you? No, not at all. All right. Well, what song are we doing first?
Swonderful.
Oh, actually, one of my favorites.
Oh, yay. Gershwin. Eh?
Ladies and gentlemen, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Michelle Milley.
And Bernie Sininski. Swonderful. Marvelous, you should care for me. Awful nice, it's paradise, is what I love to see. You've made my life so glamorous, you can't blame me for feeling amorous. So it's wonderful, marvelous, that you should care for me. It's awful nice. my life so glamorous. Yeah, I can't wait before feeling amorous. So it's wonderful.
Seriously, that's ridiculous. You have just raised the caliber of this show far past anything we should ever be at. This is just no. You've wrecked it for all the other musicians who are going to come on the show in the future. Well done, well done. Yeah, we got. He was right. He playing so hard. The what do you call that? The music stand fell off the keys there. Wow. Okay, so. My follow-up questions are going to pale in comparison. I brought my A game at the start, you see, and I got nothing now. As far as musical heroes in the jazz world for you,
right?
Who would they be?
Dexter Gordon.
You pulled that name up pretty quick.
Yeah.
Why?
I just love the feel, just the whole, the feel of everything. Love Dexter, yeah. Love Bill Evans, love Blossom Dearie. I love everybody.
Ella. I'm sorry.
Who doesn't love Ella?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Sarah. Yeah. Who doesn't love?
Are we're calling them
Shirley?
By their first names? Jeez. For me, a thrill for me, even at this late point in his life,
Al Jarreau.
Oh yeah, would be to meet Gordon Lightfoot. So I was always a Gordon Lightfoot fan growing up. Who would you get all goofy around?
I love
around?
Gordon Lightfoot.
Who would you get? I mean, aside from meeting me today,
I know.
Who would you get goofy around?
Well, here's the thing. My kids say I get goofy around everyone.
I knew that was going to be the answer. But there's nobody that you'd want to go backstage and shake hands and meet.
Everyone? Are you kidding? But then you feel really silly because you do that and you say, hey, great show.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to be cool.
Right.
Than that.
But yeah. Right. When I met Wynton Marsalis a couple times actually at IAJE and things, and I he was talking. It's a small community, right?
Sure.
So I went up. Hi, how are you? And he like, okay, I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
I'm so excited to see where this is going to go.
No, he just kind of gave me a kiss.
We heard it here first.
But I said, excuse me, that was extremely presumptuous.
Oh.
Well.
You said step off,
well,
Mr. Marcel.
Excuse me, I'm old, right? If I were young.
That's a great name for a song.
Do you know that song?
Excuse me, I actually.
No, I have a song called Youngin that's kind of about something like
is
that.
Is it? Is it?
Hey, you want to do it? I have it.
Yeah, we could.
Do you remember it?
No.
This is great. I love this dialogue.
You said you have it.
I have it.
Listen, while you're rambling around there, I want to ask Bernie just a question, if that's all right, Bernie.
Sure.
Or as we say, Bern. Oh, why can't I remember his name? I just said his name a little while ago.
The
jazz guy. He's a Buddhist.
Herbie Hancock.
Herbie Hancock. Thank you.
Yeah, he met him too. Yeah.
Right.
What a brilliant beauty.
So
and Chick Corea. Yeah.
If you were there in Washington today, at this big, stuff that's going down.
Yeah.
Who would you want to see? Do you know the list, by the way? Have you seen?
They know him, though. He's like one of them.
I don't know the list, but I'd like to see Herbie Hancock.
You would. What is it about him that penetrates?
Everything. Everything. I mean, he's the epitome of creativity and soul and
truth.
And truth and
humility.
Yeah. Probably.
He better be. He's a Buddhist. You got to be,
You
got to be a little humble if you're going to do the Buddhist thing.
And an advocate of music education.
He is. Good. Very much so, isn't he? Yeah.
Right. And, everything he plays everything he's recorded has been classic. You know, it's just, you can't get any better than that.
I was at a Pat Metheny concert at, we used to call it the O'Keefe Center. What's it called now?
Hummingbird.
They changed corporate sponsors so many times. I don't know.
Sony.
Hummingbird? Anyway. Maybe. And I turned around at one point to look at all the awkward white guys in the room trying to move their heads to the, bizarre rhythm of one of Pat's songs. And it looked like a Tourette's convention. It was unbelievable. And I don't understand why that kind of music grabs so many people when it's so hard to grab on to. Can you explain that for me? Or do you even know what I'm talking about?
You're talking about Pat Metheny's music?
Yeah. Well, and just that I keep using cheap phrase, offbeat, but you know that sort of, it's not a 4-4 thing. You know, it's complex.
You're talking about the rhythm.
Yeah.
Well, I think people can feel it. You know, it's like a heartbeat. It's an epitome of, mm-hmm. rhythm. Mm. So
right, and people is vibration, gravitate to that. And then you respond to the.
But it's rhythm. It's not a rhythmic, a typical rhythmic thing that most people would grab. I mean, I seem to. This is going to sound judgy here. Far be it for me to be judgy. But it's the elitists get into this stuff, man. The kids on the street aren't pumping down to Pat Metheny. It's the white guys with money that are into this stuff. Right?
Well, I don't know.
I wish I could hear something that you're describing, because I'm not sure musically what you're.
So when Tim, you can rescue me out of these things usually. So what I'm trying to say is when something is got that easy to grab onto beat or rhythm,
like 4-4,
right? Like 4-4, mm-hmm. the masses grab it. But when it's whatever Metheny does,
5-4, 7-4, and mm-hmm.
what he says, then for me, it's peculiar that people still try to grab onto it. And those that grab onto it, to me, as I look around and study the demographic of those that have Pat's music or Chicory or whatever, I know I'm using a judgy word when I say elitist, but those that are looking and trying to get more, there's a higher calling to that music, I think.
Well, some people think it's more intellectual to try to describe it that way.
Is that just...
No, and some people try to describe box music as intellectual.
Right.
And some people in other countries grow up with those time signatures and rhythms. So they're used to 5-4-7-8. Like, I used to teach using Carl Orff method. And in that method, you simplify everything, and yet you're teaching little children to play in different time signatures, yeah. like 7-8 and 5-4 mm-hmm. and, 3-4 and 6 and 9. And it's just because you start with that, then it's easy and it's acceptable. And because in... our Western culture,
yep.
we use a lot of double meter and triple meter.
Have we dumbed it down?
No, it's just the way it is. It's just that here's how it is here, and there's how. And in fact, with Pat Metheny, I remember it was either Chick Corea or Herbie Hancock talking about working with him.
Yeah.
And they said, he'll take somebody's tune, like a Miles tune or something, and say, okay, you want to play with me? Learn this piece backwards from beginning to end. So then, right? And then you'd come back with it backwards, and he'd say, okay, now we're going to play it upside down and at double speed. Like that kind of thing. So it's just kind of pushing the envelope,
sure it is.
I think.
Yeah.
And so that appeals when you don't want to hear the same thing over again, when you're looking for something different.
Very well said. Thank you for taking the jumbled mess that I was trying to communicate and wrapping it up in a bow.
Oh.
Well done.
Oh, you're welcome.
What song are we going to do, kids?
What do you want to do?
Should we do the Michel Legrand?
Oh, yeah. Hoping my voice holds out.
I hope so as well. Let me just tell everybody about a website you should go to. It's Michel Mele, MELE.com. Michel has one L in it, ladies and gentlemen. She lost the other one some time back. And
so I'm really... No.
Hasn't been able to find it since. But I want to tell you about, again, to celebrate International Jazz Day on April 30th, Robbie, Bernie, Michel, the Larry, Curly, and Moe of jazz will be performing in Oakville at 7:30 tonight. Celebrate spring jazz at Merriam Music Studio. If you haven't got your tickets, they can probably get them at the door, couldn't they?
I hope so.
Yeah. Typically, the tickets are about $74, but because you're listening to it on our show, I think it's only $20 or $30 or something.
There you go. Yeah. It's a bargain.
Okay, set this song up for us. What are we doing?
Oh, this is a beautiful song and perfect for this time of year because it's called You Must Believe in Spring, and it's always been a favorite of mine. And there's a beautiful version by Abby Lincoln, actually, which is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And this was written by Michel Legrand, wonderful. He also write, he also wrote, you know, Ne me quitte pas, If You Go Away.
Okay.
And the lyrics are by Alan and Marilyn Bergman, and they were a husband and wife team that wrote a lot of lyrics. Mm-hmm. And there's also another guy, Jacques Denis, who wrote some lyrics for it, too, I think.
Is there anyone else we can give credit for? Two. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Michel Mele, live on The Drew Marshall Show.
Trust, it's on its way. just as the sleeping rose awaits the kiss of May. So in a world of snow, of things that come and go, when what you think you know, you can't be certain of, you must believe in spring and love.
Absolutely beautiful. Michelle Maile on the Drew Marshall Show. And of course, Burn on the keys. I'm actually a little overwhelmed because the combination of you two together seems, I mean, look, you came in here and it was, what do you want to do? And we'll do that. It's not like you were practicing in the green room. So there's this instant chemistry that's kind of happened. How long have you played together? Because it seems fairly organic and natural and easy. Why is it easy? Or have you played together for 30 years?
Yes? 10 years or so.
Yeah.
Right? But not all the time.
Not all the time.
Intermittently. Yeah. But,
yeah, so, it just works.
No, but it's got to be more than it just works. It's got to be more than that.
Okay, yeah, it's true. There are some people that it works better with than others.
Yeah.
Right?
But is it an intuitive thing? Is it a...
there's constant communication going on.
Right.
And sometimes you play with people that aren't communicating as much, so you kind of do that. But you hope that that's there, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Michelle, one word for this CD. No, one sentence. I'm not going to do the one. That's cheesy, one word. How would you describe your CD called Feel? How would you describe that for our listeners?
Well, it was fun, and it was my attempt at self-producing. And I wanted it to sound like a club. And we have some good tracks on that, I think. Mm-hmm. Some great things. And we put a standard on it. That's more than one sentence, isn't it? Sorry.
That's okay. It works. Oh. It works. I want people to get a sniff of this because, you know, not everybody's going to have this in
there.
Yeah,
we did. We decided that I should put some standards on instead of all original tunes.
Right.
So there are two. I thank you. This is on that. You Must Believe in Spring is on that. And then the other one, Beginning to See the Light. And that was a collective arrangement. Mm-hmm.
This CD, Dream. So the one we just talked about is Feel, and this one is Dream.
Right. Dream, okay, Dream I can describe easily. Dream is like an album I was trying to do for all my life, and then I finally got, and I got to give Greg so much credit for this.
Greg Kavanaugh?
Because he kept me focused.
And I hear that's a tough thing to do.
Oh.
Just being cheeky. I don't know you.
I know, but actually... Not saying, just saying.
No, but what? So what are? Is this
that
like
that one's a cozy blanket? Bosses,
right. That's
all
where I was going.
Bosses.
Okay. Yeah. So and maybe a bottle of red.
Totes. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Totes. Did you just throw down totes?
Sorry.
Would you explain to Bernie what totes means, please?
He knows. What do you think?
You guys are kind of fun. This one, speaking of fun.
Oh,
and you know what my you know what my real question is on this one? You know what my real question is, don't you?
Yes.
Is this a stunt butt?
No.
Or is this your butt?
Yeah. My daughter took the picture.
Okay.
It was a few years ago. So.
I'm just going to put that right there. And this is called Cha Cha.
There's
and
a
of
story
course,
behind that.
Of course, there's a little giddy up to this album.
Yes.
Right.
It's
this would fun. Go. This
That's
would go over real well at the Lulu Lounge.
Well, that's the first one I did with Greg when he really yelled at me and said, "What are you playing with all these guys for?"
Wow. So Greg doesn't like Bernie? Okay.
No, he loves, everyone loves Bernie. No. He said, let's do it, because I'm always in a big hurry. So we finished that. We did that album in 2 months, I think, 3 months.
Seven albums? Have you done seven?
Well, six have been made, but there's more material, so there's enough. Yeah.
Okay. So we're rounding up now. Roberm, introducing an exciting new musical trio, performing a repertoire of beloved jazz standards, Latin-infused original compositions, and a dash of traditional jazz ragtime, and classical favorites as well, with iconic international jazz pianist Bernie Sinitsky. And is it Robbie Botos?
Yeah.
Do we have a little inflection on his name? Do we say it in a certain way?
Robbie Botos.
He just won a Juno.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Celebrating International Jazz Day. Will the three of you be there tonight?
Yeah.
Good stuff. April 30th, that's today. The three of them will be performing in Oakville, 7:30 p.m. Celebrate spring jazz at the Merriam Music Studio. I would like you, if you could, do one more song, please. Because, is that okay? Was it?
Yeah, totally.
You gave me a sad face there.
No, I gave you a...
It's, you're a hard person to read.
Oh.
Have you?
No.
Has anyone told you you're complex?
No.
Can you set up this song for us, please, Michelle? What are we doing?
Well, we have to figure out what we're going to do.
Oh, you guys are so fun.
What do you want to do?
What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? Yeah. Well, that's we're just about at the end of our show, but before we go, it always reminds me of Tiny Talent Time when I talk like that, eh? This is the end of our show. There we go. That's awkward. What song? What are we doing, kids?
Oh.
Isn't that how jazz people talk? They say kids a lot, right?
Cats.
Sorry. Cats. Sorry.
You're lucky to have Tim, right?
I know. He helps
me a
lot.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. He's also he's also my parole officer.
I just want to say hi to Luch.
To Luch?
He's listening, yeah.
Luch.
My husband.
Luch. Do you say it like that? Luch.
Luch. No. He's Luch.
Is he?
Not Luch. Oh.
Can you? No, that's not what I'm saying. Why did you fall in love with him?
Oh, he's funny.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like me?
No.
Awesome. I love it. This is horrible. Oh.
No, you're different funny.
I've been told that. Special is the word I grew up with.
Yeah, and he has big brown eyes.
Okay.
It's all good.
Let's go back to you and this
song.
And my
beautiful kids, if they're listening.
How many children do you have?
Four. And they're all grown up.
Okay. What song are we singing?
Lisa, Emily, Mikey, Cynthia. We're doing Fly Me to the Moon.
Oh, come on.
No?
Beautiful.
Oh, okay. Do you know the verse?
No.
Not many people know the verse. The thing is, we're doing it in E flat, and I normally do it in G, but I thought I'd try it in E flat.
Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Poets often use many words to say a simple thing. It takes thought and time and rhyme to make a poem sing. With music and words I've been playing. For you I have written a song. To be sure that you know what I'm saying, I'll translate as I go along. Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars. Let me know what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, thank you. me know what spring is like. I want Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Besame mucho. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. Please be true. In other words, in other words, in other words, I love you.
Man, ladies and gentlemen, Michelle Maley and the Burnmeister. I feel like we're buddies now. I can call you all sorts of nicknames, but it's just inappropriate and wrong, and I'd like to apologize. What an honor to have you all here. Thank you.
Thank you.
It has just been an absolute thrill, and for the rest of the musicians that were coming on our show, I apologize, because you will just pale in comparison. Everyone sucks from this point forward.
Oh, stop.
Well, that is the end of our show, folks. This is the end of our... We already did that. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it very much. We'll have something fantastic for you next week on the show. I have no recollection of what it is at this particular point in time, but you need to do what I do. You go to drewmarshall.ca and sign up for our email thing or our Facebook stuff or Twitter. I don't know, whatever it is. We'll have a lot of fun. We'll be back next week, live, 1 to 5, Saturday. Season 13 is coming up to an end real close, but we're glad you're with us. Take care, folks. May you find the God that sees you.
Stones are flying, they're gonna knock me to the ground. I am alive.